This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Our investigative journalists, Joe Biggs and Wayne Madsen, 2 days after Scalia was dead, we're down there with David Knight and everybody else, our great crew, at that secretive 20,000 acre ranch on the border. And every hallway was just lined with devil masks, weird murals of children being eaten by devils, little beds outside the rooms, all this weird stuff. And Wayne Madsen and Biggs said, this looks like Bohemian Grove. This looks like, you know, some type of real perv stuff. This was like a secret society. And then it came on the Washington Post a month later. I guess to get ahead of us, they went, yeah, it's a secret society for Bohemian Grove meeting. No big deal. So all I'm telling you is, man, we're in a lot of trouble. And there's a lot of freaks in control. And you hear about the psychopath that kills people on his own getting in trouble. But the high-level ones, they just run the show. And this rabbit hole, I mean, I remember having John DeCamp, former state senator, former CIA black ops commander in Vietnam on. And he didn't really come on anymore. He's gotten pretty old, has some health issues. I'll just leave it at that. He wrote the Franklin cover-up. Most of what's in that book later came out. And he was on air like 15 years ago going, in Boys Town. And then I tell you, Penn State, they sell the kids out of the football program and rape them. And I took him off air. And it all came out and was true. And, I mean, it's just those of us that aren't attracted to children and aren't attracted to Satanism, we just don't get it. Finishing up with our guest, this is really a hard subject to talk about. Ms. Sarnoff, again, has written the book. It's available at our website, ConchitaSarnoff.com or ATRVT.org. We only got a few minutes left. This segment's over. But dealing with the rabbit hole, your research, is it a cult? Is it a larger group? Or is it groups of people that take over institutions? I mean, why is it that so many big institutions end up being run by pedophiles? Universities, colleges, schools, reformatories, religious groups, military groups. I mean, what is going on from your deep research as an investigative journalist?
Well, look, Alex, I can't tell you for a fact that this is a cult. I mean, I haven't studied that, and that's interesting because that poses another question that I will now pursue. But I haven't pursued that road yet. But I will tell you that the cartels, the Mexican cartels, the Russian cartels, the Ukrainian cartels, the Chinese cartels, these, the Colombian cartels, these are the large networks. In the United States, you have a cartel called MS, which stands for Mara Salvatrucha. And MS works closely with several Mexican cartels. And they are definitely very involved in the trafficking.
So let me ask you this question, because if Vladimir Putin can be proven to be involved, and that's a big deal, he's trying to fix corruption. Is there any evidence which side of things Vladimir Putin's on?
No, I have not studied I have not read anything about Putin being involved in cartels that sell children. Whether he is or not, I can't tell you yes or no, but I have not seen anything.
Sure. What about the Finders in 1980s? You know, the CIA has been directly connected to it.
Well, look, I think this is what I believe that there are men in very high places, such as was proven during my 7-year research, who are involved in one way or another, directly or indirectly, whether they're protecting a pedophile or they've tried it or they're interested. They're there at every level, certainly at every socioeconomic level. In every country, you have that. You have that in the United States. You have that in France. You have that in England. You have that in Switzerland. You have that in Spain and in Italy and everywhere else, in China, Australia. So, you know, it exists. Pedophilia is a disease. As a matter of fact, there's a pharmaceutical, which I just found out, a very interesting research is going on in Stockholm at the Karolinska Institute, where they're using a drug that is currently on the market for a different indication, for prostate cancer.
To block pedophilia behavior?
And what
well,
what
you know, they once they convict somebody, a ball peen hammer 10 or 15 times in the back of the head, too, that cures it. I want to talk to you very soon. Thank you, Conchita Sarnoff, for your courage. God bless you. You're an amazing lady. Follow up.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Supermel Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Answers, well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
I covered a lot of the news in the last 3 hours, but Paul Watson's about to take over from London, my great colleague. Look at the story on InfoWars.com. There's video. Vicente Fox warns of war if Trump becomes president. Former Mexican president, don't play around with us. We can jump walls. He does videos flipping people off. Mexico has a big wall and a fence, 1 year to 6 months hard labor. They torture people and fine them because they would be completely overrun if they didn't. As bad as Mexico is, Guatemala's even worse. I mean, it's just the ultimate hypocrisy. And then he knows the public's dumbed down, so he just flips everybody off and calls Trump supporter drunk Americans. I'll give you that. Americans are some of the biggest consumers of alcohol in the world. You can argue who's tops, maybe Russians, the Poles. Then Mexico, the U.S., I mean, Mexicans are in the top 10, the biggest drunks, Vicente. I mean, that's pot calling kettle black, bro. Yes, we're drunks. Okay, you got us. Now look in the mirror. I think you may have us. You might actually have us. I'm not saying you're bad, but I think you may be even bigger drunks than us. I mean, out of a lot of drugs, I think the Mexicans are right up there at the top. So, this is absolutely ridiculous. And then he makes an apology and then, does all this. It's just all to get publicity. Vicente Fox is very corrupt, in my view. It's just a total joke. He tried to have me arrested. There's video of it when I was bullhorning him. But under law, the Austin police wouldn't arrest me. So that's a pretty classic video. Before it's a big conspiracy, I'm not in the Blues Brothers. And I'm not going to Chicago with a tank of gas and a pack of cigarettes and a six-pack of beer or whatever they say in the movie. I cut my eye swimming in a stream, got some gravel in it. And it's the light is very painful to it. And I put coil silver in it. Looks like it's getting better. Got a little secondary infection. So I am doing that right now because this baby is not too happy in the light. My eyeball is like a vampire now. It just sunlight is excruciating, and even these lights do not feel. It's like somebody sticking their finger in my eye. Earlier, we were talking about child sex trafficking, and I'm going to be wearing sunglasses when I'm wearing that. People will be like, it's almost disrespectful in the interview. So I went through the pain of it, but now that Paul Austin's here, I'm going to wear the Blues Brother attire. Though it's relaxing, you know, I don't have as bright of lights in my eyes. I'm kind of enjoying it. It's like a vacation from the TV lights. Paul Joseph Watson joins us here in a moment. Please don't forget that nowhere else are you going to hear somebody like Stefan Molyneux and then Conchita Sarnoff exposing one of the first people to be exposing the whole Jeffrey Epstein situation, Bill Clinton's pedophile reported island visits. Well, he confirms he went to the pervert island with this guy. We will cover these issues. We will expose it. We will do it. And I can't think of a better place to spend your money, to spend your time spreading the word, to tell folks about InfoWars.com, to send people links to the podcast, the iPhone apps, the free Droid apps, all of it. And to buy the products. I mean, X2 is a game changer. Most people are iodine deficient, or the iodine in the food is bound. You're not absorbing it. Ours is totally pure. You actually absorb it. Things like our methylcobalamin, that's the highest quality organic, absorbable in your mouth, so you actually absorb it. Most people can't absorb it in their gut. You get like 3% of it. That's there. Anthroplex is back in stock. Our vitamin mineral fusion, great bestseller. The first run sold out in a week and a half. It's back. We set out to make the most powerful, full-spectrum vitamin, mineral, and amino acid system where you just put a little bit in a cup of water, stir it up, fruit punch, natural flavored, totally delicious, organic, InfoWarsLife.com. We've also got the storable food. We can't offer 40% off or 30% off as we were doing on everything, but the top four bestsellers, that's going until this Sunday. So if you haven't gotten storable food in these uncertain times, they want you dependent. Don't worry about it anymore. Get the high-quality, easily storable, super, you know, delicious, storable food. It's insurance. You can eat. It's a win-win. You support the broadcast. You've got that out of the way. You're providing for your family. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsSelect.com takes you right to the subpage where you can find the massive, massive discounts on the four bestsellers. What is it? The four-week, the 3-month, the 6-month, and the year. And you can get My Patriot Supply. It's the exact same private label stuff. We just get around some loopholes there and are able to offer even more because we private label it. The full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, the folks that private package this for us, is also available, and it's still a great deal as well at InfoWarsStore.com. In fact, if you'd like to support the broadcast more, get your food, just spend a little bit more and get the My Patriot there at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, nutraceutical-wise, not just our 18 products at InfoWarsLife.com we've rolled out in the last 4 years, but also we have InfoWarsHealth.com. And that's the 400-plus products from the great folks at Longevity. You can get the biggest discounts they offer anywhere. In fact, you don't have to join to get the members special. They said, look, you don't have to join, Alex, to get the member special. Quit saying that. You're wrong. I thought, oh, so you don't pay $30 and get the non-retail? They go, no, you can just buy their retail. You sign up, you get an even bigger discount or free shipping when you sign up for auto ship at InfoWarsHealth.com or InfoWarsTeam.com. Now, that said, drum roll, please. From Her Britannic Majesty's Island Fortress, Peer of the Realm, Paul Joseph Watson, social justice warrior's nemesis complete. Paul, did you realize that they've arrested that guy for the Hitler dog making fun of Hitler? Next, they're going to dig up, exhume Charlie Chaplin, and John Cleese is still alive, but he should be arrested. I agree with you. But did you know that I had 4 years ago done Hitler dog, and I'm actually waiting for the SWAT teams any moment, like Darth Vader, to blow the doors off the hinges and come in here rightfully and take me to prison? Because have you seen Hitler dog? It's on InfoWars.com, Paul.
Well, I've seen it, and you know it's hilarious. Like this video that this other individual made was hilarious. But we don't have the same rights as, you know, ISIS supporters who can walk around Westminster draped in ISIS flags chanting Allah Akbar. Of course, some people have more equal rights than others. So if you make a joke video about a Nazi dog, And if you go and watch the full video, it's hilarious. And it got 1.1 million views. The vast majority of people loved it. The thumbs up were through the roof. And then, of course, what happened was the social justice warriors, the minority of perpetually offended morons, started the controversy via this mob outrage, which they always do. And for about 2 weeks, it was in the news. It was reported that this video was offensive, but he wasn't actually arrested by the police until a few days ago. So this was escalated. They actually took time to look at it, and they went and arrested him, charged him with hate crime.
Well, I hope they arrest the dog, too. It's obviously a Nazi. Look, right there's the proof.
that's a cute thing, isn't it? Anyone who watched this video could see that it wasn't even malicious in any way. He made it to annoy his girlfriend. He had a little YouTube channel with like 8 subscribers before this. You know, he's actually a left-wing communist. He's got hammer and sickle tattoos. He's not some Nazi white supremacist.
Well, I wonder if he loves his leftist garbage now. Paul, I'm going to turn the baton over to you. Great job from your Britannic Majesty's eagle's nest. Take care.
Okay, thanks, Alex. Yeah, just to round up on that, we're not going to play the video again. We played it earlier. It's on my channel at YouTube if you want to get it and share it out if you actually care about free speech, because I mean what I said in the video. I mean, it's getting to the point where I will not be able to do my job anymore and remain in the United Kingdom. Because if that is hate speech, which is what Scottish police are saying now constitutes hate speech, then my entire channel is hate speech. So, I mean, this is the state of free speech in Britain. You know, we've got politicians who read out Winston Churchill quotes in public about what he said about Islam, you know, 60, 70 years ago. They get arrested for a breach of the peace. But, you know, you can have radical Islamic preachers talking about how they want to execute homosexuals all day long. It's perfectly fine. They're given primetime spots on the BBC to do that. As I said, people walking around Westminster in draped in ISIS flags, the police briefly talk to them for a couple of minutes and allow them to go on their way. But God forbid anyone would make a joke video about their dog, Sieg Heiling. Completely ridiculous. Again, he was arrested and charged with hate crimes. And it's not the first time that we've seen this from Scottish police. I don't know what it is with the police in Scotland, but they seem to be the worst for this. As I said in the video, they actually threatened a few weeks ago, it was actually on April the 1st, to go out and perform home visits to anyone who made, quote, hurtful or inaccurate tweets. And everyone was like, oh, this is so ridiculous, it's so off the charts, it's obviously got to be an April Fool's joke, right? No, it wasn't. They didn't delete the tweet, they didn't come back and say, yes, you're right, it was an April Fool's joke. That was a serious tweet. They actually threatened to home visit people for inaccurate tweets. And in fact, that mirrors a story out of China today. That reminds me. This is out of the Global Times. China to launch platform to fight online rumors. China plans to launch a national whistleblower platform Thursday to crack down on online rumors, a measure to further manage cyberspace. China Weibo, this is the Chinese version of Twitter, says that users' accounts will be suspended if they are found spreading rumors. And you know that by spreading rumors, they mean criticizing the government. The communist Chinese government shuts down entire areas of the internet when there's civil unrest in certain areas. That's what Joe Lieberman wanted to see introduced in the U.S. back in 2008 through cybersecurity bills. So now they say that in China, the police will, quote, handle these cases in accordance with laws and regulations. So they're talking about people who spread rumors on social media, i.e. criticize the government, are going to get home visits by the police. Exactly the same thing that we now see in the United Kingdom. We are now aping the communist Chinese draconian internet police state, the Great Firewall of China, in threatening home visits for people who make politically incorrect YouTube videos, which, of course, brings us full circle to the very reason that political correctness was created in communist countries in the first place, which was to censor and stifle dissent made by people who were critical of the state. The only thing that's changed now is it's people who are critical of the prevailing PC culture. You know, if you don't worship the gracious, culturally enriching Muslims, then you're a hate criminal. Somebody actually reported me to the police back a few months ago for making a video saying that basically stoning women to death for being raped is a bad thing. You know, killing people who leave the religion of Islam is a bad thing. That, according to that individual, that viewer, was hate speech. I was reported to the police. Thankfully, in that case, they didn't follow it up. And this is all being selectively enforced to chill free speech, to make people petrified of expressing their opinion in the first place. We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show Live, 4th Hour Overdrive. Don't go away.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Mel Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Talcum Powder Justice with principal office in California is responsible for the content of this ad.
Attention women. New evidence shows that talcum powder products such as Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower to shower may cause ovarian cancer. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 1-800-323-1929. Right now, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Recently, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million in damages to the family of a woman who died of cancer she said was caused by the company's talcum powder. The jury found that Johnson & Johnson knew that these products could cause cancer and failed to warn consumers. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 1-800-323-1929. You may be entitled to cash compensation. Time is limited. Call 1-800-323-1929. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 1-800-323-1929. 1-800-323-1929. 1-800-323-1929.
Overdrive of the Alex Jones Show. A few more stories to hit here. We're going to play the rest of the exclusive Billy Corgan interview, so be sure to stay tuned for that. But here's an interesting story. Media covering up Muslim migrant background of Munich knife attacker. Of course, we had this incident yesterday at a train station near the German city of Munich. Several people injured, one dead. The attacker reportedly, the first report said that he chanted Allah Akbar during the rampage. Of course, that was what Manchester police had to apologise for saying. They incorporated that chant into their terror drill yesterday. Of course, that never happens. The vast array of Buddhist Christian suicide bombers make that not a likelihood that that would ever be chanted, but it was apparently chanted in Munich yesterday. And it seemed to be emerging that this was an Islamist motive, that Germany was finally starting to reap the whirlwind of importing 1.1 million Muslim migrants over the past year. And that narrative quickly changed. It was then reported that the assailant was in fact a mentally ill person with a drug problem who was not a Muslim migrant, who was in fact an individual named Paul H, who was a German citizen. Well, now that narrative is being contradicted by German blogger Juan Marco Delgado, who asserts that the Paul H explanation is a cover-up and that the attacker's real name is Rafik Youssef. Now, other people are saying that this Youssef character was actually killed by police back in September 2015, so we're still trying to confirm the full details of this. But this blogger said that he spoke to police sources who said that this Paul H individual that was being named in media reports was not a name that was on their list. The police had not identified an individual by that name as being the attacker. And in fact, they said that the explanation that this knife man was in fact a Muslim migrant was still very much open. So we saw immediately after the Paris attacks, as we reported at the time, because we had that incident during the, or just before the Germany-Netherlands soccer game, where they cancelled the game, evacuated everybody from the stadium because of a supposed bomb threat. Immediately afterwards, the German government came out and said, no, nothing happened, there was no bomb threat whatsoever. But then it came out in German media that a paramedic and police officers actually witnessed the explosives inside this fake ambulance and were, quote, told not to talk about it. So the German authorities have previous, when it comes to covering up terror attacks, to hide the fact that the assailant, the attacker, is in fact one of the Muslim migrants that they've been importing for the past year. Again, Cologne police on New Year's Eve, the night of the mass molestation, were told to cover it up. And it was confirmed, in fact, a couple of weeks ago that they were even ordered to remove the word rape from their initial report. We've had other reports where police have been ordered to clamp down to hide details of Muslim migrants being involved in rapes so as not to, quote, legitimize critics of mass migration. We have Germany's top broadcaster, ZDF, refusing to run crime stories about Muslim rape suspects because, in the words of their editor-in-chief, they don't want to inflame the situation and spread the bad mood that migrants don't deserve it. So in every other previous case in Germany, we've seen a deliberate attempt to cover up these rapes, these attempted terror attacks, again, to defend that narrative that Germany is under threat from these waves of, in many cases, radicals that are coming into the country. And we could have seen that once again with the attack in Munich yesterday. Alex mentioned it. We're going to go to the clip now. Here's Vicente Fox, the former Mexican president, saying that Mexico could go to war with the United States over Donald Trump's offensive comments. Here's the clip.
In this world's messages of hate, what's going to happen in the Middle East? We're coming back to the era of the ugly American, mm-hmm. which was the gringo was hated all around the world. Yeah. And this guy, pretty soon he got the title now. Yeah. He is the ugly American. He is the hated gringo. Because he's attacking all of us. He's offending all of us. Imagine, I mean, that could take us to a war, not to a trade war.
Oh,
it
you
could
think
take
so?
Us, oh, of course. I mean, I can tell you, in Mexico, we have a saying. We say, okay, we are chiquitos. Yeah. We're small, but we're picosos.
Yeah.
We're like the jalapeno. So don't play around don't with us. Don't play around with us. We can jump walls. We can swim rivers, and we can defend ourselves.
So there's the former president of Mexico, and these comments were not really picked up by the media. They glossed over it and focused on him using the word gringo to describe Trump. Actually, not only warning, you could say threatening an actual conflict, a war with the United States, all over Donald Trump's offensive rhetoric. How ludicrous is that, that Fox would go to that level of hyperbole simply to denounce Donald Trump? We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show live after the break.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You will be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother!
We are back. It's the Alex Jones Show live, and it has been announced that German Chancellor Angela Merkel will attend this year's secretive Bilderberg Group conference, along with several top heads within the German federal government, again emphasizing the importance of this annual confab. And of course, her attendance has united both left and right in Germany, who are decrying this, saying that she will be at the mercy of lobbyists. And of course, as per usual, InfoWars will be in attendance in Dresden, Germany. Our reporters will be on the ground. At great expense, as it always is, the streaming, the travel, the equipment, which is why it's important for you to get the products and supporters by visiting InfoWarsStore.com. We got 30 to 40% off our best-selling storable food, the four-week supply, the three-month supply, the six-month and the one-year supply. Astounding discount right now at InfoWarsStore.com, 30 to 40% off. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock, but only for a limited time. So again, it's vital for you to support us, to enable us to send reporters to these key globalist summits to try and squeeze out some information, as difficult as it is. But it's really important that we're on the ground. And of course, we need your backing to do so. We wouldn't be able to be there without it. So please get the products at InfoWarsStore.com. Now we're going to finish off this exclusive Billy Corgan interview, laying the smackdown on the social justice warriors. Here's the remainder of that interview.
I'm the type of person, I saw that report, I was fascinated by it. I actually went to the woman's Twitter account and I read a bunch of her tweets, because as somebody in public life, I know not to just take your word for it. I wanted to see for myself, what is the messaging, what is the perspective. Maybe she said one dumb thing and she said 10 things that were really wise. I want to learn. So you can, if you can bring that into a wider frame, I think that's very, very helpful to people, to encourage investigation and not just take it. Because at the end of the day, if this is propaganda one and they say you're just propaganda two, then it's always going to be an argument who's got the moral high ground.
Right, and we definitely see that in the comment section, that people are like, oh, well, this is that and this, you know.
Leanne, you're a privileged white woman. You have no right to say that.
Right.
So by engaging in the wider topic of free speech, libertarianism, supporting values which you don't agree with, but at the same time, sort of calling it for what it is. You know, you can engage without having to shut it down.
Right now, we have like a whole movement in the youth. These people truly feel this is their civil rights movement of their time, and they feel like they're on the right. And so, if you, for instance, if it's a Trump anti-Trump rally, they think that people on the Trump side are just racist, homophobic, xenophobic, shut it down. I don't want to hear anything you say because I'm on the right side of history here and I don't even need to hear your facts. And so how do you kind of educate these people that possibly their ideas aren't authentically individual?
My argument is you can't. They're too far gone. And that may sound pessimistic because I know that you want a solution-based concept. I think when somebody reaches the point where they literally cannot see a human being on the other side of the argument, and I'm not even talking about religion, okay? I'm talking about humanism. The law, as it's constructed in Western civilization, is based on the idea that a human has a sort of sovereign right to exist. And of course, people argue about when that life begins. That's a different subject. But the point is this sovereign right has a vote. They have a life and they have a right to live it, pursuit of. And then we obviously have a different idea in America. So when somebody has reached the point where they literally do not see that person as a voice, a vote, and they have a story and they have a family. Look, I've said it before. I grew up around a lot of racists in my family. Would I call them bad people? No. Would I call them misinformed? Yeah. Was that due to experience? Do they have a right to their belief? They would argue that they had a right to their belief because something happened in 1984 and they had some guy from a different race say something and they were never going to listen to that race again and anything to do. Okay, that's racist as I would define it. When you reach a point where that person cannot even respect that person across them's path to arrive at a particular point, then what's the discussion about? You have no right. So you're talking about disenfranchising. There's no discussion. Their tactics in the social justice warrior movement are to stifle and shut down free speech. And I would argue in the world of that I live in, which is the bare knuckle world, they're leveraging their position because they don't have power. Now, of course, their argument is they've been systemically disenfranchised by systems, right? Pick your poison on that. They might even have an argument. Okay, but at the end of the day, if you don't recognize the leverage that they're using, you ultimately come back to the same conclusion, which is they don't have power because they are not on the moral high ground. The moral high ground would be, I want to engage you because ultimately I believe that my argument will win over your argument, or I will place something in your heart like the mustard seed like Jesus talked about that will grow and make you realize the error of your ways. That is not what this is about. It is to shut you down, to leverage a minority position. And I'm not using the word minority in a racial pejorative way. I'm talking about groups that statistically don't have leverage to just vote their way through.
How do we kind of see through that, knowing like, okay, this is a kind of an evolutionary step that we as humans need to take versus, okay, now I'm being told that this is what I'm being conditioned to accept. Socialism.
I think if you're curious, you have to start by separating the truth. I think admitting to yourself your own truth is always a good place to start. Like when I watch some of the clips that you guys have been putting up at some of these protests, I have no respect for what these people are doing. I don't. They're shutting down free speech. They're shutting down processes that I just don't get it. To me, it's antithetical to the society that I believe in. And as I said on Alex's show, they're eventually going to come after me. It's just the way history works. Okay. But, I try to listen to their argument. And where I do recognize the argument as having merit, I try to consider it, and then I try to think into terms of practical application. In essence, don't become them.
Mm.
Don't shut your ears. Okay. Try to understand the forces at play. It's hard to tell someone who feels disenfranchised by the system or the government or whatever the world they live in. You try to tell someone here who you might argue is taking advantage of our social welfare system or gaming the system somehow and say, look, you have it and you're telling me America sucks and you're spitting on the flag. Try go living in one of these third world countries and see how far that gets you. It's always very interesting to me, and this is a very prickly point to make. It's very interesting to me when you see the way gays and lesbians are treated in some other countries in the world. If they have that level of vitriol for, let's say, Donald Trump as a candidate because they feel it's antithetical to what they believe in, where's the five times greater condemnation for those societies that are treating their people far worse than just words and ideas? I mean, it's always interesting to me that how people kind of pick their spots.
Mm-hmm.
That always rings it's like a red flag for me.
Mm-hmm.
That means they're really not in it at the real level.
Right.
And then you start realizing, look, most people are trendy. Right? Most people are trendy. For every five hardcore people that are there, they're spitting in your face. There's 50 people there just doing the...
They just want to be a part of the scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, racist. You know, it's like they wouldn't even know what it means.
What do you think about that? That we have people wanting to take away what makes this country so great and give them the right and the freedom to go out there and say whatever they want. And they want to now chip away at free speech, trying to say, well, it's offensive. And so should offensive speech, should you be allowed to do it? You know, not everyone's offended by speech. So how do you...
That's a fantastic question. And I'm going to say something that I think is probably the most important thing to me in everything that we're talking about. We all remember the cartoon, you know, Bugs Bunny and Yosemite Sam or whatever, and draws the line. You don't step over that line, he steps over the line. And he draws another line, and right? Okay. For me personally, we're at the last line. Free speech is the last line. So if you're saying to me, look, what's more important, identifying with social movements that do have valid and real concerns as they see it from their own perspective and community? In essence, their voice does need to be heard and respected, even if at the end of the day you don't agree. Okay, if that can be done while maintaining free speech, in essence, we're kind of a rolling Linus ball of dust and we're just moving forward as civilizations do. Great. I'm more than happy to have that discussion. I'm more than happy to have that discussion with politicos, people in the entertainment business, social justice warriors. And I've had these discussions through the years with, I mean, when I talked about God in the 90s in my songs, you know, the right-wing preachers came to me. I was, one of my proudest moments was I was picketed in the last year by the
Westboro?
Yeah. I was like, wow, badge of honor. This is awesome. You know what I mean? I'm actually still dangerous, right?
Yeah.
Okay. To me, and I hope this makes sense because I'm rambling a bit, but the free speech line, without free speech, none of those arguments matter.
Right.
Not a one. Because once we lose that, there's no end. And I'm sorry if you're a student in history, and I've read plenty of books, you name it. If you've ever seen The Killing Fields about Pol Pot and, you know, the Khmer Rouge, you know, what Stalin did, you know, obviously what Hitler did, any socialist system, which tend to be left, by the way, just a little point in there. Once you cross that line, okay, you look at every totalitarian regime in the last 100-something years, who do they kill first? They kill the disabled. And who do they kill next? They kill the artists. Okay, why are ideas, as John Lennon once sang, imagine, da-da-da, why are ideas so powerful? Because they are. They are the thing that cannot be defended against. Mm-hmm. An idea, a whisper, a rumor cannot be, no wall can stop the truth, right? So, no matter what side you're on, left, right, libertarian, you lose the free speech lane, it's over. Because we all lose. Every one of us. And I don't care who you are, where you come from, where you're at on the wheel. Okay? Which does explain sort of in the greater zeitgeist of the idea, why the mega wealthy and the elites are preparing to go off grid, off planet, buying lots of land in Costa Rica or BC and all that stuff, because they got the quarterback read and they see when that fur goes, it's gonna fly.
Yeah.
We don't want to get there. That's my point. Once we lose that lane of free speech in this country, it's over. It might still be called America, but it is over.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't care what your trendy argument, I don't care what your hashtag argument is. If you do not stand for free speech, you do not stand for America. That means you want something else. And if you think your something else is going to be better than America, I'm here to tell you you're wrong. And I will fight that fight to my dying breath. Because, look, I was propagandized as a kid to believe that everything America did was great. And like a lot of people, as I got into the world in the 70s and 80s, I realized that wasn't true. America has done plenty of horrible things. Start with the Native Americans and work your way backwards. So I'm no, you know, America's perfect, you know. I've never believed that, nor did my father. But I do believe America's better than any other political and social system that's ever been created in the world. Prove me wrong, I'm willing to listen. But we're Americans, we love our country, and if you're a true American, you even love the enemy.
Right.
So we can cry and laugh and shake our heads at the social justice warriors. True Americans and libertarians want them in that system. Let's have that argument.
Well, and on that note, so with the social media is kind of the engine where a lot of these social justice movements is kind of gaining momentum. But it's also where they're being sort of corralled and controlled as well. So they can take your free speech and hide that line of code so it never trends, or the algorithms will just shut down and you won't be able to reach your audience. And so talk to people a little bit about how to use these systems for good, or to use, you know, vote with your dollars or your feet, so to speak. To not allow them to start controlling us, because they truly are.
A lot of my friends are what I would quantify as average American citizens, my family. What do they do at a participatory level to either encourage or discourage things that they don't agree with? And I think it takes a little bit more savvy, if we're in the info war, it takes a little bit more savvy to know how to get into those systems in a way that we can leverage our own position, just like the social justice warriors do. But at the same time, not resort to the kind of the scummy part of it all, which is sort of leading people astray. Look, when you use the word liberty, most people don't find that word sexy. You know, racist has a lot more ooh-ah to it than libertarian. Libertarian sounds like you're stuck in the back of a truck with Ron Paul and he's talking to you about, like, you know,
freedom.
Policy papers and freedom. It doesn't sound very exciting to me, okay? You know, I tend to like the social argument. You have to start, this would be my argument, you have to start by identifying that the most powerful thing in the world right now are these technocratic systems that are in place, search engines, the way we connect on these social platforms. Governments have either encouraged these things to come along or quickly realized that they were the new element, arms of control. And so you have to ask yourself whether your participation in these systems is actually enslaving you. Then you have to drill down a little further and you have to want to ask questions about if what you're doing and participating in is truly as open as it seems. So if Twitter, for example, is full of people of a diverse set of opinions and you feel like, hey, it's capitalist. It's my idea versus yours. Who tweets more? Who gets more retweets? Who says the right incendiary thing? Who does the right meme? Great. That's America. Great. And I would only argue, you know, where do you cross the line? And you see it all the time. I mean, InfoWars puts up articles. As somebody who's in the world, and I have to watch what I say, when you see a page that's literally, and the Facebook page is assassinate Donald Trump, and I believe Facebook comes out and says, that doesn't violate our standards and practices.
Yeah.
Okay, that's where somebody like myself has to ask, is my participation in the Facebook system, and I would call it a system, am I actually encouraging something which, as an American, I find offensive?
Mm-hmm.
And I also find it offensive that a business would support, you can call, I would have no problem with a page that said, Donald Trump's a racist, Donald Trump's a homophobe, because that's just opinion. The minute you talk about killing someone, sorry, that's where you need to step in as a business and say, I will not support that. So why is that okay? But you can imagine what page you could create on Facebook today, and there would be calls for you to never work here at InfoWars ever again.
Right.
That's where it gets funky. So you have to be sophisticated enough to look at those systems and say, is my participation encouraging something that I know deep down is intrinsically not only flawed, but counterintuitive to what I want to be part of?
Mm-hmm.
And in essence, your participation is condonement. Now, I run a business. I have a Facebook page. I need the Facebook page at this day to run my business. It's an effective system. I don't like everything. So that's just another piece of information that may ultimately push me off Facebook. And I'm willing to take the commercial and public hit of not having that reach that I have to the 4 million plus people that follow us on Facebook. Because at the end of the day, I as an American can't support that. So does it bother me? Yes. Do I have to have the argument in my head? Yes. To this point, I haven't made that decision. If you're not having that argument in your own head, then you're not participating. And then, to use Alex's term, you're just a drone who's just following around. You're pretending you have no influence, and you do.
Mm. And I think, too, it's really time for a lot of us who are libertarians and who are for freedom and who are concerned and who do, we're not kind of in the trance. We do see, we do need to start coming together and working and setting up our own systems to counteract their systems
right.
that they have.
That's why I would use the word empowerment. Empowering people with, let's not call it the facts and the truth. The facts and truth are always kind of ephemeral. It's just eye of the beholder stuff. Empowering people to have a better range of decision making as far as how they approach their social systems, I think that's powerful. Then if you take the extra step and you say, like maybe InfoWars sets up its own version of social media, so that like-minded businesses are able to participate in a system that is ultimately holistic mm-hmm. to the ideas that you would believe in.
Yeah, some open source social media networks as well.
I think those days are coming soon.
Yeah.
And trust me, if 20% of people suddenly jumped off Facebook, they would notice.
Yeah.
They look at those numbers every day. Just right. like I would notice if suddenly there were 20% empty seats.
Well, it's like you have these huge groups, like the Soros-backed groups there, that they've all joined together now, all these little minority movements, they've all decided to come together, and now they are a smaller majority
movement.
And so people are, you know, you got to understand what you're up against.
You know, again, from a capitalist free market position, I don't have any problem with that. If seven independent hot dog stands band together to form a hot dog association because they need to leverage their position in the market, great. They should have the right to do that. The thing you know, though, and you know it, and you can know it in your heart, and I'm going to say it right to the camera, they will all turn on each other. The left always eats its own.
Mm.
And the minute they gain what they want, they'll turn on each other because they're rapacious and they can't help themselves. Yeah. They have to have a cause. Their identity is born of the cause. There was a great article that came out when the gay marriage, the Supreme Court, all that stuff. Okay, gay marriage is now part of law of the land. Okay, there were articles about people being depressed because the movement was over. They'd won.
Yeah.
You know, if that was your argument and you wanted it and you got it, great. That's an incredible victory if that's the side you're on. And having grown up and watched people die of AIDS and being part of that in my own particular way, I thought, good, great. You got what you wanted. Got to go on to the next thing because it was about the identity of waving that particular flag. The victory was not in the thing. The victory was in the march.
Yeah, being a part of that big movement.
So understand a lot of these trendies, the minute the thing gets boring or it gets too hard or it breaks down into policy, Social movements are easy to begin. You know, you're being disenfranchised. Yeah, your vote counts. Yeah. When you get into the level of policy and regulation and sitting like I have at the local civic board meeting for 4 hours and they're talking about water mains, that's where most people, that's where the trendy stuff stops. Yeah. They'll tap out and or they'll turn on each other. So at least in your own heart, when you watch them abusing InfoWars reporters, no, they can't. Look in 20 years and see where they're at. They won't be still twizzling the New Year's toy, guarantee you.
Right. Yeah, well, that's why a lot of people point out how, for instance, Bernie Sanders isn't really reaching a lot of people that are 30 and up or even 40 and up, because it's a lot of just young people that don't necessarily have the experience.
46% of Americans don't pay any form of tax, at least in terms of federal or state. Of course. Give the free stuff, great. Give me more free stuff.
Yeah.
Sounds good. That sounds good to me. I'll
no freedom.
That's why I'm for Bernie. I want more free stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Billy, thank you so much for joining us in studio. This is kind of the first of a series of social, cultural breakdown we're going to be doing.
The beginning of your own personal revolution.
Yes, indeed. Our individual, true individual ideas. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You can get that full video on the Alex Jones channel. Be sure to get it out and share it again. That's the new exclusive interview with Billy Corgan. Also get out the video we talked about earlier, of course, arresting a guy for making a YouTube video, a joke video about his dog. Again, massive implications for free speech in the United Kingdom and Europe in general. So get that video, share it, make sure as many people as possible see it. Just a few final news stories here in the last minute or so. Hillary Clinton is basically imploding. You know, people laughed at Ann Coulter on the Bill Maher show for saying that Donald Trump would be the Republican nominee. And they laughed at the political analyst that we featured back a few months ago who said that Trump would beat Hillary by a landslide. But that's looking increasingly likely. Look at her numbers out of West Virginia. In 2008, Hillary received 240,000 votes in West Virginia. Yesterday, Clinton netted just 84,000 votes. Her campaign is completely crumbling. 33% of Democrats say that they will vote for Donald Trump. Here's another article on InfoWars. 50% of Bernie voters pick Trump over Hillary. And then DC Whispers points out that Hillary is basically becoming Jeb 2.0. I mean, Jeb had a ton of money behind him. He had the full backing of the establishment. And he collapsed. Almost imminently, he collapsed. He was ran over. He was derided by Trump. He was decimated. And that's what's happening to Hillary Clinton. We see her poll numbers out of West Virginia. Again, absolutely pathetic. She's going to be Jeb 2.0 by the looks of it. And Trump is increasingly looking like he will crush her in the general election. So those predictions aren't looking so insane anymore. That's going to wrap it up for the show. InfoWars Nightly News coming up tonight. Alex will be back 11 to 2 tomorrow. Breaking news at InfoWars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.